people might want to just wait till later in the day to check what the market's doing, because at the opening right now, it looks really ugly. In fact, as we speak, the Dow futures are down about 235 points. Why, you might ask? Well, it began by earlier this morning, Morgan Stanley issuing a severe warning. They say that the United States and the, quote, Eurozone are dangerously close to a recession. They say, they define that, of course, as being two consecutive quarters of contraction in gross domestic product, and they say we're nearly there and virtually anything could tilt us into a recession, both for the United States and the Eurozone. But this morning, this is Thursday, so we get some employment data. We get initial claims for unemployment benefits. Those numbers back up above 400,000, 408,000. We also got some really hot inflation numbers this morning. Now, yesterday we reported the PPI, the inflation at the wholesale level. It was hotter than expected. This morning, the CPI, inflation at the consumer level. Keep in mind that transitory Ben, that is Ben Bernanke, continues to say there's no inflation. Well, the CPI was expected to be up 0.2% month over month. It was up 0.5%, 2.5 times what it was expected. If you take out food and energy, keep in mind energy prices have dropped. It was up 0.2%. Year-over-year numbers, inflation up 3.6%. And tying into that, let's talk about something that has been pushing up inflation, and that's corn prices. Corn prices are double what they were a year ago, and something interesting happened this week. China, which up until last year had not been a net importer of corn, ordered, and it shocked the market, 21 million bushels of U.S. corn. And they apparently what's happening is that, number one, China's eating more pork, and the government's encouraging the farmers to feed the corn to their pigs. But the other thing is they're sucking up large quantities of things like Coca-Cola and other types of drinks that are made with corn-based sweeteners. In fact, Coca-Cola announced this morning, totally unrelated to this, but it's interesting how it ties together. They announced this morning that for the first 6 months of the year, that they sold over 1 billion cases of Coca-Cola products in China. That's up over, that's double what it was 5 years ago. And they also say that because of the demand, they're going to invest another $4 billion in their bottling plants and distribution facilities in China over the next 3 years because of increased demand there. And lastly, we've been talking about retailers this week. Walmart's numbers were kind of anemic. Target's numbers yesterday were pretty good. Sears' numbers, really pathetic. By the way, sales at Sears have fallen every year since 2005 when the company was formed, merging Kmart and Sears. They reported a loss of $146 million. That's up from a $39 million loss the same quarter of last year. And sales at same-store sales fell again. So things are not looking good at Kmart and Sears stores.
John, I went up shopping with Karen last couple of days, just going through the various grocery stores and so on. She says that prices on a lot of the items she buys are up like 20-25%.
You know, I believe that, but of course our Fed chairman says that's not true. So
yeah, I don't know. I believe what you see or believe what you hear.
I think I believe what it cost me at the register is what I believe.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You can believe him. John Taylor with Stern, AG & Leach. The phone number to reach him is 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.